Hello everyone, my name is Awuwa, and in this speech I will be talking about the Debian project. Debian has historically been probably the closest distribution of GNU Plus Linux to be FSF approved, but hasn't been. And I find that unfortunate that they haven't been FSF approved, and I believe it is very much possible to make it FSF approved. And I am in full favor of doing so. And in this speech, I propose that the Debian be made FSF approved. So how should this be done? I say that the Debian project should be split up in such a way where a new third-party organization will be responsible for hosting any and all proprietary software repositories, allowing the remaining Debian project to take care of the core Debian system. The actual Debian operating system will be developed by this basically the same Debian project that exists right now, but without that proprietary software element. It will have been stripped out of that project and spun off into a third-party organization. So there will still be the Debian project, like there is right now, but a new organization will be created that will be hosting any and all proprietary software. This allows for the actual official Debian to be purely free software, allowing the Debian project to release an operating system that is fully free software, no proprietary software whatsoever, as it should be. Proprietary software remains a useful option for those who wish to use it. There will be the third-party organization disconnected from the official Debian project who will be hosting such proprietary software on their repositories. The user can still, at their option, include any third-party repository in the operating system. Of course, as they can do right now. Simply, it is the creation of the third-party organization, the new organization, that will be specifically focusing on the creation of proprietary softwares for the Debian system, who will be responsible for those things, allowing the Debian itself to now be FSF approved, since the Debian will no longer have any proprietary software. That is my proposal for what should be done. This way, a fully free system will be distributed according to the social contract. It says, and I quote, "Debian will remain 100% free," unquote. So this is more than just getting Debian FSF approved. That is an important part of this and what I want, but also I want the Debian to actually follow its social contract. It clearly states that the system must be free software, and currently it is not. And historically it has had proprietary repositories. And I believe this is a violation of the social contract. Then it is said that, oh, well, the proprietary software parts are not officially a part of the Debian system, but the proprietary software is still there, and I have a counter argument to that. The new Debian ISOs, they have proprietary software enabled by default. When proprietary software is installed by the installer without the user actively choosing to not install the proprietary software, I say that does constitute that proprietary software being officially part of Debian. No matter what kinds of nonsense mental gymnastics they might use to try to come up with excuses that, oh, well, we don't officially recognize that part of the system. What are you talking about? That's nonsense. The installer installs proprietary software by default. That's a part of the system, I say. So, not only that, but in general, in the spirit of software freedom, and I do want the Debian to be FSF approved, there shouldn't be any proprietary repositories whatsoever. Because even if technically one could argue that, like, oh, well, Debian is just hosting the proprietary software on the repositories, they don't necessarily like need to be installed by the user. So like, even if the distribution ISO was fully free, but it offered the option to install proprietary software to enable the proprietary repositories, they are still a part of the Debian ecosystem, they are still hosted by the Debian project, they are still offered to the user by the installer. So I would still include that as being a violation of the contract, at the very least in spirit. And I believe the whole purpose of a social contract like that is to enact that spirit, which means violation of the spirit might as well constitute violation of the contract, because that's the whole point of the social contract, that the Debian system should be a free software. It should respect the principles of software freedom, offering proprietary software to the user, and especially having it enabled by default, which is an atrocity. It is a violation of the contract. The Debian system should remain 100% free software. And this can be done by splitting apart the Debian project in such a way where a spin-off organization, a new organization would be founded that takes care of hosting any and all proprietary software that might have once existed in the official Debian project. No matter how much the Debian project says that, oh, it's not officially a part of the system, none of that stuff matters. So long as it's part of the Debian project, I believe it does constitute being officially a part of the Debian project. It is definitely a part of the Debian project. They might say otherwise, but that's just nonsense. It is definitely a part of the system. It is offered to the user at the very least, and unfortunately, at this time, it is enabled by default at worst. The user has to actively choose not to install proprietary software. This is an outright violation of the contract. So, the Debian must be made to follow its own social contract. And to the fullest spirit of it also. No proprietary software, there's no room for that. If a third-party organization takes care of hosting whatever proprietary software, that's a third-party organization that is unrelated to the official Debian project itself. Any third-party organization can host anything on their servers and offer it to anyone. That's unrelated to the Debian project. That allows the Debian to actually follow its social contract. And not only that, but to also be FSF approved, which is something I also want. I want you to consider this. There really is no reason to include any proprietary software in the official Debian whatsoever. Because if the user wants to install proprietary software on the system, there will be third-party methods of doing so. Why does this premise exist that the installation of proprietary software should be made easy and convenient? If the whole point of the Debian is to uphold the values of software freedom, why should we want to make installing proprietary software easy and convenient? That is not our priority, is it? It is total and utter nonsense to make the argument that, oh, the inclusion of proprietary software makes Debian more accessible to more people and it's easier and more convenient to use and therefore that's spreading software freedom. That's nonsense, because any third-party organization can just take the Debian ISO and add some proprietary software into it, and then that third-party organization can go on spreading that proprietary version of Debian around. So to those people who want to use some proprietary firmware, they can just as well go to any other third-party redistributor who has inserted some proprietary firmwares into that ISO. They can go to those people. The Debian project itself does not need to touch that. It is not the responsibility of the Debian project to include the proprietary software in there, to make it easy to use for people who want to use proprietary software. We don't want proprietary software. That's not what this is about. If a third-party organization takes the Debian ISO and inserts proprietary software into it, and lots of people flock to that ISO, let those people do their thing there. Those third-party organizations are not going to threaten the core Debian project. And let's say, even if they did produce some spin-off operating system that went into its own direction, well, what has that got to do with the Debian? We don't have to care about that. If some third-party organization does something, and even if their system was more popular than the core Debian, well, so what? Debian will still remain Debian. It doesn't affect the Debian system. We don't have to care about what some third-party things do somewhere else. But we don't have to have proprietary software on our system here in Debian. Think of it this way. If the system is made proprietary software with the inclusion of some proprietary firmware and other things, proprietary repositories and drivers and all this nonsense, you are not making software freedom more accessible to more people by compromising on the very principles of software freedom. What you are doing is you are making it actually more difficult to install a fully free software system for those who want it. That's the exact opposite of what you should be doing. That is not the way to perpetuate software freedom. You are attacking it. You are fighting against software freedom by compromising on these principles and making the system proprietary. You don't fight for free software by promoting proprietary software. This is especially the case with something like the proprietary firmware that's enabled by default. That's just nonsense. That's unreasonable. That is disgusting and it should not have ever happened. But even in general, more broadly, all the proprietary software, if you promote the proprietary software, if you include it in the system and you encourage its use to any extent, that is not you upholding the spirit of software freedom. That is not you promoting it. You are not spreading free software into the world by making it easy and convenient to install proprietary software. What you're doing is you're making it easy and convenient to install proprietary software. Is that what this is about? Is the goal of the Debian to make it easy and convenient to install proprietary software? Which one takes priority? The social contract that says that Debian will remain 100% free? Or making it easy and convenient to install proprietary software? Which one is the priority here? Think about it. I want you to think about that. Which one is the priority? Which one is important? Because there are things that matter, and there are things that don't matter. There are certain values, certain principles that projects like this should uphold. There are goals. The goals of pursuing the liberation of cyberspace, of having a system that is fully free software. These are the things that matter. These are what the project exists for. So why compromise on these values in pursuit of some nonsense convenience for the proprietary software? It's entirely missing the point. To lower oneself to a lesser standard in an attempt to be more appealing to the general public or whatever nonsense imaginary concepts you might be thinking of, and to accept the premise of proprietary software because that's the popular thing to do, does not actually serve to propagate the cause of software freedom. What you are propagating, what you are pushing for, is the abandonment of the principles of software freedom, because you accept the premise that proprietary software is something that people are supposed to kneel before. Because you accept that premise, you make the argument that, oh, well, we can't survive, we can't be popular, we can't do all this stuff if we don't include the proprietary software. You're making the argument that proprietary software exists on this pedestal and we are supposed to kneel down before it. And maybe that will make Debian less popular. Well, so be it. Maybe Debian is not meant to be popular. But I say what Debian is meant to be is fully free. Free for the sake of the freedom of the computer users. Free so that those who want the freedom will attain it. And free so that others who see it will get inspired by it. And perhaps one day not think of the proprietary software as being this thing, this inevitability that has to be subscribed to, that one has to kneel before. Maybe one day people will see that perhaps it is possible to have a system that is entirely free after all, because there I can see those people who are doing it. That's the correct way to fight for the free software movement. Not compromising on the principles of the very movement you're supposedly fighting for. Now let that sink in. I want you to think about that. And with that, that's the end of this piece. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.